All right, in discussing Mashiach on Thursday, we discussed the aside of the Evan Hazel, that there are two ways to understand Kenya Mashiach. Either that what's kind in Kenya Mashiach is the Maisa Mashiach, the act of pulling an animal into your Rishus, which is Mashiach. Mashiach is like an animal. Anything is a derech to pull. Kalim, that is a derech to pull. It's the maisa of pulling into your Rishus. We use for that the expression hayras bailus, showing that you're the violent. The Yikar Nekuda is the fact that it's the maisa of pulling it into your Rishus. And we also call that Shitas HaRambam. That's the Maisa that does it. And the second way to understand Kenya Mashiach is that it's not the Maisa of pulling into your Rishus, it's the result that when you finish pulling the animal, it's an animal which is pulled into your Rishus. So we call that Mashiach L'Shusai, Achnas L'Shusai. The person brought it into his Rishus, that's the Pu'ulas HaKinyin, that's what Tuzayis HaKinyin. But again, the Ikar is that it's the result of the Maisa, which is the Kinyin. It's the fact that it, when the Maisa is done, it ends up in my Rishus, that's the Pu'ula of the Kinyin Mashiach. That's the thing that makes the Mashiach work, the fact that it's pulled into my Rishus, the result. Just like Kinyin Kesef, it's the result of the Kinyin Kesef which makes something mine. Or Kinya Chalipin is the result of the Kinya Chalipin which makes something mine. Same thing here, it's the result which makes it mine. I mentioned two Nafkaminas on Thursday. One Nafkamina, both of them were mentioned by the Evan Ozel. One Nafkamina was, if you say a Lashon of Leich, Meshoich V'tikne, a Lashon Asidus, a Lashon Asid, Leich Meshoich V'tikne, go pull it and then be kind of. So the Rambam held that that's not a good lashon. Leich b'sheich v'tikna doesn't work. And the Ravid was matmiya. The Ravid said that leich b'sheich v'tikna is just as good a lashon. It's like we find by a woman, even though you say hariyat mukudeshesli, a lashon haiva, but if you say tiskadeshli, it's good also. So the Ravid said the same thing. Just like you could say Meshaych v'kni, you could say Meshaych v'tikni. Zach Devin also, everyone's the Shitasai. The Rambam holds that it's the Maisa that does it. So you have to say Lech Meshaych v'kni. You have to be kind of beside B'shas Maisa. Later it's too late. The Ravid says, no, it's the result which is kind. Lech Meshaych v'tikni, Meshaych, and as a result be kind. Therefore the Ravid says it's good, just like Kiddushin is good. Mm-hmm. The Rambam holds that the Dimyan to Kiddushin is not Dimyan. Kiddushin is Kiyin Kesef, the result is Kainan. See, by Kiddushin you can talk and say Yalashin of Asi. But by Mashiachim, it's the Maisa, you have to say Lech Mashiach HaKdi. The second Afkamina was if you say Mashiach HaKdi La'acha Lamed Yayin. Go, pull it, and the Kiyin should be Chal 30 days later. So right, the Rambam said it doesn't work. Mashiach has to be a kinyan b'shas ma'isa, a kinyan which is chal later. And the Ravid held that it does work, that a person could do a Mashiach that'll be chal later. So ben that pligi, so the Ravid exactly the same thing. The same machloikis. The machloikis is if the Rambam holds that it's a Mashiach b'shas ma'isa. So he can't be chal 30 days later, it has to be kind of b'shas ma'isa. And the Ravid holds that it's the result which is kind of, the result that is nichnas l'shusi. So the Ravid holds that it could be kind of even 30 days later, provided that it's still in your shus. But it could be kind of at that time later. These are the two nafkaminas I mentioned on Thursday. There's a third nafkamina, which is more practical nafkamina halacha l'maisa, and that is that Mashiach Everyone holds Mashiach has to be a Mashiach l'Rishusa. You have to bring the Mashiach, you have to bring it into your Rishus. If you do Mashiach and Rishus Arab, it's not Chayim. What would be the din if someone did a Mashiach and only took it half into his Rishus, half out of his Rishus? He pulled it into his driveway, but half into the driveway and half is still on the part of the sidewalk that people are supposed to walk. So the car, let's say it's a car, is only half in his Rishus, half out. Now we spoke about this once before when we talked about Kinyan Chatzer. When we talked about Kinyan Chatzer, we said command the Pasik Dami, the part that's in your Rishus Yikai, and the part that's not in your Rishus Yikai. Today we're not talking about Kinyan Chatzer. Let's say it's a Chatzer Shein Mishtaneres, or for whatever reason it's a Chatzer Shal Shutri, it's a Chatzer that can't be kind. What about Mishicha? Am I kind with Mishicha if I pull an animal or a car or anything that's darker than Mishicha half into my Rishos, half out of my Rishos? So Vayit is a Machloik is right, Rambam and Raivin. The Rambam says that a Mishicha of Miktsasei L'Rishusa is also a Kenyan. You don't have to pull the whole thing into your Rishos. If it's half in your Rishos, it's also a Kenyan. The Raivin disagrees. The Raivin says Mishicha means Mishicha L'Rishusa. Yeah, you want to be kind of the whole thing. It's up to Raivin. You have to pull the whole thing into your Rishos. And that pleading, again, it's up to Evan Hazel, the same exact machlaikis. The Raivin holds that the result is what's kaiver. The result that it's nimshach l'shusi, it's hafnas l'shusi. So the Raivin holds the result is the kinyan, it's hafnas l'shusi. So, and the whole thing has to be a marishus. The Rambam holds that it's the maisa of Mashiach. The nice of Mashiach, the way we explain it, it's a Hiras Bailos, I'm showing a Bailam by pulling it. So, what? Like the Raivin, half in, half out. It's not a Kinyan Mashiach. It would be kind of the half that's in his Rishos, I'm not sure. It's not from the Russian Raivin that you're not kind of at all. Double check. Mepharshim. But the Raivin sounds like you're not kind of at all. The Rambam says that you're kind of. But the Rambam says you're showing your Bailam, you pull it, Yerushas, half it, Yerushas, all Yerushas, no different. You're showing your Bailam on this behemoth, on this chayt.
According to the Rambam, he was
kind of
the whole thing.
According to the Rambam, you cut it the whole thing. Even though you might show part of it, Yerushas. So this is all Kinyan Mashiach, which we were discussing on Thursday. Today, we go on to the next line in the Gemara, which discusses Lashon Mesira, which is a new kinyan. The three kinyanim are usually mentioned together. Hadbar, picking things up, which is only kinda by things that's normal to pick up. A piece of jewelry, you can pick up with Hadbar. A behemah of Pashtus, you're not kinda with Hadbar, you're kinda with Mashiach. Then there's a kinyan Mesira. The Gemara says, what's Mesira? The Gemara's Lashon is Mesir Mechaver Ekana Akadam Amaisa Dava Lechaver. The king, what's the king of Mesira? That the seller sells the animal to the buyer and the buyer takes hold of the reins of the animal. He doesn't pull it, he doesn't move the animal, he just takes hold of the reins. He's a Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis in the Sechus Kedushin on, what was it, Chaf Beis Amin Beis, I believe. Chaf Hamin Beis. Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Taich Mesira. Rashi holds Mesira means that the previous owner takes the reins in his hand and he places it into the hands of the buyer. Miyad of the seller, Liyad of the buyer. The Rivam says, what's the Makar of Rashi? That you need Mesira Miyad Miyad. He says it's the Lashon of our Gemara. Our Gemara's Lashon was the Lashon Ka'adam Amayse Dava L'Chaver, was the Lashon of Gemara. Ka'adam Amayse Dava L'Chaver, it's Lashon of Gemara. My Lashon Mesira, but Rabbi Ibn Yazbali, Ka'adam Amayse Dava L'Chaver, right? So that sounds like the seller is handing it to the buyer. So that language is mashma that it's what we call miyad liyad. It has to be from the hand of the seller to the hand of the buyer. That's taich mesira. Taisus argues. Taisus in Kiddushin disagrees. Taisus says, no, you don't need that the seller should hand it to the buyer. It's enough that the buyer just takes hold of the reins. The seller has to say, Leich Masar Kni, or Leich Chazek Kni. Chazek also means grab hold of it. So he has to say, Leich Masar Chazek Kni. The seller says, go grab it. And the buyer takes hold of it. You don't need the giving the ad liad from seller to buyer. That's the Shita of Taisus. The Machlokes Rashi in Taisus. And whether you need a kinyan miyad liyad or you don't need a kinyan miyad liyad, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch paskens that you don't need, do not need, like Taisus, you don't need miyad liyad. Our Gemara says that it's kodem ha-maisa dover l'chaveirai, and it's only kaina if there's a seller, and it's not kaina if there's a if it's from Hefker. So Bishlam Le Rashi, why can't you be kaina from Hefker? Le Rashi, hush it. Le Rashi can't have me have the ads. Because the Hefker can't hand it to me. Le Rashi is push it, then you can't do Mesirah by Hefker. But Le Taisvis, that all you need for Mesirah is to take hold of it. Why is it not Shayach Mesira by Hefker?
It has to be
with permission. So Taisus himself says, because you need Leich Chazek Kni. Even though Taisus holds you don't need to actually hand it, he says the Mesira is that the seller says, Leich Chazek Kni, go take hold of it. And the Meila, that's why you need a Meicher, and it's not good by Hefker and Chazek. This is all Taisvis in Kedusha Chafei Medeis, Gibra Maskel, Behema, Gassa, Nikas, and Mesir. Frek, the Sma, Shtaka Kasha. The Sma is in Simukut Sadeches, Sukkot Yudzai. We have this rule that Mashiach is only Kaina, which Rishos, Mashiach has to be. Okay, you better know. Mashiach has to be Lushas HaKayna. Has to be into a Rishos or into a symptom. Mesira, on the other hand, Mesira is kind of Mishas HaRad. What's Mashiach? That I pull the animal, a typical Mashiach is, I pull the animal into my symptom, or I pull the animal into my Rishos. So, Frech the Smag, Simu Kuf Tzadi Ches, Sukkot Yud Zayin. If I do Mashiach and Rosh Hasharab, and what's it in? I do Mashiach in the street and Rosh Hasharab, not in a simple.
Lower
street I do. What? It's Zachal. It's what the obvious Kasha should be nice. The obvious Kasha is, why is Mashiach and Rosh Hasharab and Zachal? The Mashiach should be a Mesira. The Mashiach, Rosh Hasharab, means I took hold of the reins and I pulled it. So God's good like Rashi. Every Mashiach is not automatically a Mesirah. Because Rashi holds you need miyad liyad, that the seller has to hand it to me. So if he hands it to me, it's a Mesirah. But if I just take a hold of the reins and pull it, so Rashi holds us that Mesirah. So then it makes sense. You say Mashiach and Mashiach Sarab and Boykar. If I do Mashiach and Mashiach Sarab, then I'm not Kaina. Why am I not Kaina? Because it's not a Mashiach. It's not a Mesirah. Why isn't it that automatically should be a Mesirah? Because there was no Miyad Liyad. Quick Taisvis. When I do Mashiach Mishnah Sarabim, why shouldn't I be kind of a Taisvis Mesirah? Mashiach Ataka doesn't work. But it should work out to Mesirah.
You don't have to grab.
But the Shulchan Aruch is Saisim that Mashiach Mishnah Sarabim like on. A typical Mashiach should work.
Again, on the same token, though, it says for Rashi, he said, yeah, in case we're giving the Yad Liyad, I'll scroll, according to the same Rashi. Or the same Rashi that we're going with.
A typical Mashiach involves taking hold of the reins.
But it has to tell us then, that it has to tell us.
She makes such a chiluk. She says such a chiluk. But it's a shvera kasha because the Mechaber says the words beferish in Sifrei Beis. He says Mashiach doesn't work the Tash Masir. He says those words. So really, it's Kohen Shulchan Aruch
does. Is there a problem with the article that you turn it something one way and turn it another way?
Right. So that's what the lashon of the sma is slightly different from what you said. The sma's lashon is that the person wanted to do a kinyan with Mashiach. He didn't want to do Masir. He wasn't mechadim to Masirah. Maybe he's both of them. They were there, their kavan was to do Mashiach, not Masirah. So Mamela, Mashiach doesn't work, then Mashiach doesn't happen. Masirah doesn't work because Kinyanim need kavana. Kinyan have kavana for Masirah. So Mashiach doesn't work because it's in the wrong place. Masirah doesn't work because he didn't have kavana. And so Shtetan Smad, Sipkat Yatai. So as soon as we read such a sma, so alarm bells go off. Because of Rabbi Kivayga's rule. Rabbi Kivayga's rule is that if you do two kinyanim at the same time, a kinyan amayo, a kinyan shein amayo, if at the same moment you do one kinyan which does not work, and you're trying to be kind with the kinyan that doesn't work, and little do you know, at the same time you're doing a kinyan amayo, Rabbi Kivayga's rule was that it's kind of, kinyan amayo, kinyan shein amayo works. So the chayre, this sma is a steward to the whole yisayid of Rabbi Kivayga. Rabbi Kivayga held that if a person is in a simta and he falls down, he wants to kind of in the fila, right? That's the classic example. He wants to kind of in the fila, his money in the street, hefker. He falls on it, he wants to be kind of with falling. And the fila is not a kinyan. But he's still kind of with kinyan dalar amis. Because he's in the dalar amis, in the tidei rishon seravim. He's kind of. Because Rabbi Kivayga's rule is that kinyan mayel, kinyan shayin mayel always works by mamin. By isha it doesn't always work. But by mamin it always works. So this sma is a stira to Rabbi Kivayga's rule. Which Baruch Hashem, the Pesachei Tshuva brings from a few achrayim who asked the kasha. The earliest is the Mishkan Yisyakov, who asked the kasha. Mishkan Yisyakov was before Rabbi Kivayga. Nice to see, we always call it Rabbi Kivayga's rule, it's nice to see that the others held it but also for the Pashtus. Mishkan Yisyakov, this is a Pashtus, so why should it work? What's the difference which kavana you had? So Pesachei Tshuva brings a teretz, which has to do with the understanding, the proper understanding of Rabbi Kivayga's klal. Kivayga himself gives the following example. There's hefka money in the street. You hear there's hefka, right? Bigger money bust open, there's money all over the sidewalk. So people go running to be kind of. Two people are having a race, who's going to get there first? Whoever gets there first will be kinder. The first person wants to be kinder with the fila, wants to fall on it and be kinder with the fila. So he's running. He gets within Dalet Amis first. The one who wants to, has a mind who wants to be kinder with the fila, he gets within Dalet Amis first. The second person, who's slower, gets within Dalet Amis second, and he says, I'm in Dalet Amis, I want my Dalet Amis to be kind of it. So here I have two people. One's a faster runner, and one's a bigger kamcha. The faster runner doesn't know that there's a kinyan of Dalet Amis on the side. So he wants to be kind of with falling on it. The slower one, who got to within Dalet Amis first, he got there before the first one fell on it. And he arrived there and he says, I wanted my Dalet Amis should be kind of it. Who's kaina? And then the other person fell on it. Who's kaina? So to the Kivayga, even though Chayra, the first person, the faster one, he got into the Dalet Amis first, still the second one is kaina. Because the first person didn't have das to be kaina with Kenyan Dalet Amis. He didn't have a das to be kaina with Dalet Amis. He hadn't asked to be kaita with the tefillah. But the tefillah didn't happen yet. The das of the tefillah happened later when he fell on it. So to Mekiveger, even though I hold Kinyamayel Kinyashenamayel works, but that's only when the two Kinyanim are at the same second. The two Kinyanim are at the same moment. The Kinyan which works, the Kinyan which doesn't work, and they're at the same second. See, if you have a das for the Kinyashenamayel, it can be kind of with the Kinyan Hamayel. If it's at the same moment. Which, if there were no two people running, just one person alone, it would be good. When he falls on it, at that second that he lays on it, he's also within the Dalet Amos. At that second, he can be kind of with Kenyan Dalet Amos. But in the case where there's a second person running, the second person got into the Dalet Amos, and he was kind of at that moment. He had a mind to be kind of with Dalet Amos. Later, the other person fell on it and had a mind to be kind of. The person, the Amoritz, who wants to be kind of with the Tefillah, is only kind of with the Dalet Amos at the moment, at the second that he had a mind to be kind of with the Kinyan of the Tefillah, which was later. So Memela Zot, Rabbi Kivager himself, the Kinyan only works if it's at the same moment, and if it's at the same, if it's not at the same moment, then it's the Kinyan Mayel Kinyan Mayel does not work. That's the Rabbi Kivager's explanation of his Shita. If you remember, we had a case, which I have mentioned to you many times, what was it, Rabbi Kivager Shaila? You remember the Chuppah case? The case of the...
If two people were in one alarm, someone in one alarm.
That's how we got into it in the Sugya, in Achinami. If two people, that's how we got into it in Gittin. No, I'm thinking how we got into it in Kiddushin. In Gittin we got into it, the case you say. In Kiddushin, the Kivega had, we had a Gibbel of Aleph, the Chuppah could be used for Kiddushin. Right? There's a Rav Huna held, Chuppah works for Kiddushin. So there are four things. Kesef Shtabiyya, Rav Huna says also Chuppah. And we're machmir like Rav Huna, Lahalacha, that we're chayshish, that Chuppah is kaidah. For Kiddushin, not just for the Sukkah. But the Kivega had a case with a, who was it? The man was the Nebuch. It was a man, seemed like a halfwit, who they wanted to fool him into thinking this woman wanted to marry him. And they made a chuppah, and they gave this man a ring to give the woman. And they made a joke. They really just playing a joke on this man. You know, this woman didn't want to marry him, and everyone knew it was a joke except him, Nebuch. So they made a chuppah, and they walked down the aisle, and they had candles, and it was all a big joke. And the woman came down. I don't know if she walked around him seven times or that, but afterwards he put the ring on her finger. He said, "Have a kedusha," so he put the ring on her finger. But at the time he put the ring on her finger, the guys, it seemed they were laughing so hard that they weren't looking. They turned their faces away. There were no two Adim that saw him put the ring on the finger. At least no two Kashalaitis people that saw it. So the Kivega wanted to be matir out the fact that no one saw them, no Edom who saw it. So the Shoyal was Ma'irer, but they saw them go under the Chuppah. Chuppah works out Kiddush. So L'chaira, it works for Safik. It's a Safik if it works, but you need to get. So if Chuppah works, then the Kinyan Chuppah should work. And that they saw. People saw her walk under the Chuppah when he was under the Chuppah. So let Chuppah be Kaidah. So the Kivega said no. Why not? Because it wasn't at the same time. They saw him walk under the chuppah when she and him stepped under the chuppah. And they saw that under the chuppah after giving up the ring. But at those minutes, as I have just explained, the Shayel wanted to say it should work. The tack of the ring didn't work. On the ring it didn't work. But they were mechavim for the ring. But Kinyan Mayel Kishen Amayel, it was a chuppah at the same time, it should work with Teres Chuppah. So to be Kivega, no, it wasn't at the same second. At the second that you put the ring on, no one saw. No one was looking at that. At least the Kasher Eidus weren't looking at that. So Elamai, it's chuppah beforehand, it's chuppah afterwards. But it's not at the same moment. Kinyan Mayel Kishen Amayel doesn't work. That's what the Kivega's Yisai after his decide that Kiyum Ha'Yom Kippur does work, he has this restriction that it only works if it's Bahagadi, it's at the same moment. What's a Svara that has to be at the same moment? I remember. Why should it have to be at the same moment? Kiyum Ha'Yom Kippur Shem works, it's a second later, a second earlier.
The covenant is a Maisik.
Okay. The way we phrased it, you're right, is that where the Kiveigas Chiddush is that you don't have to have Das which Kenyan you're doing it with. Which Kenyan, that you don't have to be thinking. But you do have to have Das to be kind. Das Kinyan, Rabbi Kibag is mighty, you need Das Kinyan. He just says Das Kinyan doesn't mean I have to have Das which Kinyan. I have to have Das a Kinyan. At what minute did this man have Das to be kind to this woman? At the moment he put the ring on her finger. At that moment he could be kind of a chuppah to him. But earlier when they stepped under, or later, he's not having Das at all to be kind. He's not thinking about being kind at all at that moment. Das Kinyan, Rabbi Kinyan is mighty, you need Das Kinyan. There's no Sophie can need Das Kinyan. So that Rabbi Kinyan is mighty. So mainly you need, at the time of the Kinyan Hamayel, that it works, you have to have Das to be kind. This is the aside. Now let's get back to the Svar. Well, what was the Svar's case? Svar is the Kasha. Every time you do Mashiach Rishus HaRabim, every time someone's a Rishus HaRabim and he does a Mashiach, it doesn't work with Taurus Mashiach, let it work with Taurus Mesira, let it work out of Mesira Lushusai. And for the Pesachei Tshuva, let's define Mesira and let's define Mashiach. Mesira is what? When do you kind of want Mesira? Is Mesira taking hold of the reins or holding the reins? What's the kingdom of Mesira? Taking the reins or the fact that you're holding them? What? So the Pesachei Tshuva names on that Mesira is the taking hold of the reins. When you take the reins, that's the kingdom. What's Mashiach? Mashiach is afterwards. After you take the reins, now you pull the animal. And once you pull the animal, that's when the kinyan is happening. Zot the Pesachei Tshuva, Mesira and Mashiach are not Bahadadi. They're not happening, they're happening at the same time. Because the kinyan of Mesira, which would work, is at the time you grab hold of it. The kinyan of Mashiach happens afterwards. When you pull the animal, when you put the animal and going with it, Zakta Vikiva Eger, Zakta Pisre Tshuva, that's not Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shein Mayo. It's happening at two different minutes. What's happening when you take it? What's happening later after you've pulled it into Yerushas? In this case, Yerushas Rabin, which is Eina Mayo, because you're pulling it into Yerushas Rabin. But that's happening later. It's not Bahadadi. Anytime it's not Bahadadi, Zakta Vikiva Eger, the Kenyan is not, there's no rule of Kenyan Mayim, Kenyan Shein Mayim. So the Pesachei Tshuva, that answers the Svar's Kasha. That's why here it doesn't work. Lamadnu, from this Pesachei Tshuva, the Kenyan Mesira is the Maisa, not the result. We see from this Pesachei Tshuva only works because of his Chiddush. That what's the Kenyan of Mesira? It's taking hold of the Mesira, taking hold of the reins. That's Kinyan Mesira. Holding the reins, that's not Kinyan Mesira. Taking hold of the reins, the mice of taking hold of them, that's the Kinyan. It's a very, first line, it's a very Dachistic Achillic. I would think holding the reins is the Kinyan. No, it's grabbing the reins, that's the Kinyan. Taking hold of them, that's the Kinyan. And we know what's happening at two different moments. Yeah, Lay Rashi, for sure, it's taking hold of the reins, because he gives it to me. We say now, Kiddush, even like Taisvis, that the Kenyan is when I grab it. the grabbing of it is the kinyan, not the having it. Which I, if you told me if I care, I could hear if I care.
Well, it seems like today he asked this question, he doesn't
the question that what? Okay, any tariffs you're going to say is not going to be good because they're going to answer it.
No, he's going to learn the other way. He's going to learn the other way. He's hoping it's not the other way. And therefore it is Mishas. It is that same
one. Could be.
Perhaps.
Could be. Just come out, an interesting thing. See, I can't think of anything they do Masira. Is there any Masira besides animals? What else do they do Masira? I can't think of anything else. That's Derecha. Maybe a boat. You know. Story, you can do Hadvar or Mashiach. But the person puts the thing itself that you're kind of in here. That's sort of the reins to it.
Now,
the shopping bag. So the shopping bag is like the reins to the.
You have a key.
Interesting question. I don't know. Is it that the seer? If someone gives you a bag of goods, seer. I said it shouldn't have to be 3 foot off the ground. It could be,
Something heavy.
Alright, perhaps.
Why do you go with the keys?
Can you go with the keys to a car, which everyone seems to feel is a Kenyan? If anybody can find a car for it, I'd appreciate it. Of course, I know giving keys by car to a certain demon, but not by the Metapolis. So,
what? House.
Yeah, by car I know there's such a thing. If you can't give the house, you give the keys to the house. But by a car, I'm not sure. The whole belt assumes that giving keys is a Kenyan. Maybe it's a key that's fitting up a deal. Give the title to a car. I think people consider it to be a key when the employee gives a title. I think so. I think people look at it. Titles key of shtar. Shtar really doesn't work by the top one. So, the title you get. As a matter of fact, sometimes they send you the title later. They send you a title. What? A bone, a speaker, yeah. At any rate, we're not coming as follows. Let's say, I don't know, I never bought an animal, but let's say somebody wants to buy a horse. So he tells him he wants to take it for a test drive. Right? So before you buy a horse, you take it for a drive. So here he goes horseback riding in the woods. He comes back with the horse. He gets off. He says, yeah, I want to buy the horse. He's holding the reins. He doesn't want to run away. He says, how much you want? He tells him. So, Kesef is not claimed by a horse, right? But you got to pay. It's not going to be back into you. So you give him whatever, I don't know how much horses cost. You give him, I always wondered what happened to all the horses. Before they had cars, everyone drove a horse. And where are all of them? I don't think someone said all of them, I don't know. But anyway, so you have your horse, you're giving him money. So you give him the, I don't know, $100 cost of horse, or $1,000, you give him the cash. And he says, okay, it's your horse. So what were you kind of with? At that moment, what are you kind of with? I would think I'm holding the reins. You pass my tisis, you don't give me yad to yad, I'm holding the reins, I'm kind of with holding the reins. According to this Pesachei Tshuva, I'm not kind of with holding the reins. Because I was already holding the reins from before. The Kenyan is only about to go to the reins, I told the reins again. But if I just stop holding the reins, so Tshuva seems to say that it's the mice of taking hold of the reins, which is the Kenyan. What?
Before you're holding,
you can do Mashiachah, but if you do Mashiachah, you're kind of Mashiachah, but the Mesira holding the reins comes out.
Well,
eventually, the question is if he changes his mind before I do it. If he doesn't change his mind, that doesn't matter. The question is, does he have a right not to change his mind, or is it...
Before you want to hold the Kenyan.
So long dish, I'm taking hold of it.
Yeah.
Before I wasn't holding it. Stomach Teros probably was the fact that long dish, I'm taking hold of it. That's enough. Anyway, this is the... Kiddush that comes out here, King of Mesira, the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and the Kiddush of this Pesachei Tshuva. There's a second Machlokes Rishayim, by King of Mesira, also in Kiddushin. The Gemara there says Behema Gasa is nicknamed in Mesira. Tosis brings him to top Tosis. Tosis Shita is that a Behema Gasa can be kind of side with Mashiach or side Mesira. Either one is a good king. You kind of either way you like, either Mashiach or Mesira. Rashi Shita is no, it's either or. Rashi Shita is that a Behema Gasa, you can only be kind of with Mesira. And the Mishnah says Behema Gasa be Mesira, and he's Dafka Mesira. And Mashiach does not work. So Tosis is a Kasha from Bava Metzia Dafches. Here we have this animal, which the Gemara says you kind of with Mesira. I don't know if it's clear, we're talking about Behema Gasa or Behema Daka. Question of the Mishnah was Gabi Behema. It's not clear Behema Gasa or that. Whichever animal we're talking about, the Gemara says you can kind of Mesira, and a manig is kind of. Obviously, from our Gemara, you have a Behema, you can be kind of side with Mashiach, side with Mesira. We're talking about the same Behema here in the Sugya. So, okay, you see a Behema could be nikta with either Mesira or Mashiach. Rashi seems to say only one kinyan works.
Can a Behema Daka be kind of Mesira? Because if it can't, then you know this is true. Yeah, we're talking about a Behema Daka from the fact that...
Well, then we know for sure, yeah. Okay. The Pnei Yeshua and our Sugi answers Tosis Kasha. And I'll explain a possible svara to Pnei Yeshua. The words of Pnei Yeshua are that when did Rashi say only one is kind of chumemka? If there's a seller, is somebody out there to say, well, certainly Rashi holds has to be miad liad, there's somebody to give it to you. Then the seller is kind of. But by Hefker, Hefker, the Mashiach is kind. By Hefker, you can't possibly do Mesira. So there, Mashiach is kind. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. What is our Gemara saying? This Behema, even when it's in the Mishnah, which is Mitzia, it's kind of a Mashiach. And our Gemara, Mesira, is talking, the Gemara says Beferish, Dafka by a Meicher, not by Mitzia, but let's say again. So here, it's kind of, Mesira is when you're buying from someone. And by Hefker, you could be kind of Mashiach. And it sounds like you're just making things fit. Right? Mechalomemka, Mesira, Fia Mashiach. So I want to explain Rashi's Shita. Tosis is a kasha on Rashi. Rashi holds the only kind of Mesira, not Mashiach. Tosis asks, I think this is his Lashon, Mechi Kinyanim, Mitzvah say. But he says, Akinyanim, like mitzvahs, that you have to do it the best way. What's kind of Rashi? Rashi says, Mesira is kind of, Mashiach is not kind of. Why should one kinyan work and not another kinyan? They're both kinyanim. You have to do the best thing. If you kinyanim, it's the same. Shein la'asaisan ela min ha'mufkar. Rashi has Mesira adif. Who cares Mesira adif? Why can't I do Mashiach? With the teretz, or another case, Tosis says that my Rashi, the Riva, more like Rashi, if you want to be kind of a on something daka dagba, you want to be kind of a dozen eggs. So if someone does Mashiach and a dozen eggs, Tosis says you're not kind of, because hagba is a better kinyan than Mashiach. Hagba, you pick it up; it's better than dragging it. So hagba is kind of, Mashiach is not kind of. Tosis says, "The kinyanim, mitzvah say, Shem Asesel, I'm going to do the best kinyan. Why can't you do one-on-one kinyan?" So the way we answer this kasha in yeshiva, I'm stumbling to Devin Ozel too. Not sure. Is that Rashi is talking about kinyanim that show bias, that are hayras bias, that you kind of by showing your bias. Kinyanim that work by showing you're a balabas, you have to do it the way a balabas does it. Who takes somebody owns a dozen eggs, picks them up, Normal people don't drag a dozen eggs in the street. The Hayra's Bailus is picking it up. Anything less, that's not showing Bailus. Let's say you have a behemoth. It's darker than Mesira. So if you hold like Rashi, that Mesira is a better kinyan than Mesheikha, you can't do Mesheikha. Mesira shows Bailus more, especially like Rashi, that you need Miyad Liyad. That's the biggest showing of Bailus. The seller hands it to the buyer. That's a bigger Hayra's Bailus. Hayra's Bailus needs to be best. You have to show in the best way that you're the buyer. So that's why the kinyan has to be done in Amufa, in the best way. If it's bringing it into Bayer Shos, you can do it any which way. Everyone agrees that karka you could buy with kesef, you could buy with chalipin, you could buy with kinyan that's been a medina, you could buy with shtar, anything that's bringing it into Bayer Shos, who cares how I bring it to Bayer Shos? But if the kinyan is showing Bailus, you have to show Bailus in the best way. Mimela. It's very move on the Pneshua's Teretz. By Mekach u'Memkar, where you could do Mesira, Mashiach is not kind. You have to do the best Hayra's Bailus. By Hefker, where it's impossible to do a Mesira, because there's no Yad Liyad, the Mashiach is kind. So it's very geshmak, the Pneshua. Yeah. Tosfos holds either one. No, from Hefki you can't do Mesira. You got your Mesira. The Tosfos bring a raya from Algamos. Tosfos is saying, you can use any kinyan that works. So by Mekhamamamke you can use either one. By Hefki you use one. But Tosfos doesn't have a problem with Asadu. So Asuya Taka says you can use both. Because what Asuya says that by Hefki you can't use Mesira. It's not a problem. The problem was started by Rashi, who says you can only do one. That's why it doesn't work back. The Rambam Shita is you can only do Meshicha, not Mesira. By Behema Daka. By Behema Daka, the Meshicha. You can only do Mashiach and not Mesira. Vaita, the Rambam Mishitasa, he holds Mashiach as Hayra's Bailus. So this the Eben Ezra explains the Perish, that it's Hayra's Bailus. And therefore, only Mashiach works, not Mesira. The one of the Mefarshei Rambam, I think the Lecha Mishnah, brings that a Maisa. Somebody bought 10 animals, and one of the guys, he bought 10 animals, and he said you can be kind of all 10 animals with one mesira, take all 10 reins in your hand, and you kind of with one mesira all 10 animals. So you want to bring a raya from here against the Rambam that Behema Daka you can be kind of all mesira, because whoever it was kind of all 10 with mesira. And for Devin Ozel, very geschmack. He says, why is Mashiach better than Mesira like the Rambam? It's Hayra's Bailus, it's a normal thing, is you pull the animal. Rambam holds that's the most normal thing. 10 animals in one shot, it's not normal to pull. Nobody takes 10 reins and pulls 10 animals in one shot. Doesn't work. So Devin Ozel, in something where it's the derech to not to do Mashiach, the Mesira the Rambam would be neither works. It depends everything, what's the derech. That's why the Rambam says, a boat, you can be kind of a Mesira. Why should you have to do Mashiach, pull the boat? The answer is, boats are heavy, it's hard to pull a boat. It's more, even though Mashiach is a better king, but when it's hard to do Mashiach, the Rambam's mind, it's a Ras Bailus of Mesira. So al kapanim, we have three rei machlokes on the behemah daka. Taisus says you can do either kenyan. Rashi holds he could only do Mesira, the stock of the Mesira, and the Rambam holds he could only do Mashiach, the stock of the Mashiach. And again, it comes down to the question of Heiros Bailos. It's much easier to explain by Agbar Mashiach. By Mesira Mashiach, it was certainly normal to meet an animal. The question is, what's the normal way of acquiring the animal? Of being kind.
But the point is, Heiros Bailos, so I'm doing something that's normal, that's Heiros Bailos.
I have a feeling that the reason Rashi, at least, holds Mesira is better is because Mashiach, the workers do Mashiach too. The person who you rent it to, renting is an example, but anybody who uses the animal does Mashiach. The Mesira, the Yad Liad, that's more of a Maisa Mechira, Maisa of King.
You can get it from the workers sometimes also.
No, but not from the previous owner. The previous owner is now giving it to me. That's a normal way of doing a last time. The Rambam, I think it doesn't need explanation. The Shikha, everyone does the Shikha. The Siri, you don't always do. The Rambam holds, it's more violent to hold it and pull it than just to hold it.
I understand if I'm doing abnormal, but if I'm doing something that's hard, it's just I have something. I can also, if I ride, if I.
I don't know, I trick out the man.
Mine is a bit
Anyway,